Hello and welcome to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta. My name is Stephanie London. Today is Sunday, October 9th, 2022. We're celebrating Harvest Thanksgiving as we reflect on Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 through 11. The autumn hills are golden at the top and rounded as a poet's silver rhyme. The mellow days are ruby ripe that drop one after one into the lap of time. Dead leaves are reddening in the woodland copse, and forest boughs a fading glory wear. No breath of wind stirs in their hazy tops. Silence and peace are brooding everywhere. Those words come to us from Kate Seymour MacLean, the 19th century American poet. They remind us that it's the season of the end of things. The green leaves, the summer, the garden, all the temporary things that yearly rise and fall. The flowers wilt, the leaves crumble, living things crawl into the ground and wait out the winter. Maybe we agree with Garrison Keillor, who said, "I come from people who brought us up to believe that life is a struggle, and if you should feel really happy, be patient. This too will pass." Even good things come to an end. It can feel like especially good things come to an end. As we move towards the cold, dark days, these endings become present and grow large. And here we have Thanksgiving, which calls us to respond to the dying summer, not with despair, but with gratitude. With thanksgiving for all we have, the bounty that feeds us, and the love that we share, our lives. Thanksgiving reminds us, too, that we are stewards of all we have, not owners, that we will eventually have to let go of it. But that even in this temporariness, there is beauty. When we push it far enough, the truth is that everything we have, everything we are, is a gift. Even before we go back to God created our atoms and molecules, and God gives us life, we find people who grew the food we eat, or people who gave time for us, people who cared for us, people who did things we have no idea about. I consider the people who built the ship and cooked the food and sailed my ancestors to this land. I'll never know their names. The person who gave me my first job, parents, family members, teachers, neighbors. We're not so much individuals as walking constellations of grace. Everything we can claim to have is ultimately, originally, a gift. So that moves us to thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is also the story of our faith. This yearly rhythm of the second weekend in October calls us back to a deeper, more ancient rhythm of giving thanks. We read about it in Deuteronomy this morning, how when the foundations of the rhythm of life, of being a people of God, were being laid down, thanksgiving was the mortar that held those foundations together. Deuteronomy 26 tells us, "Take some of the first fruits of your harvest and go to the place God will choose and say, 'A wandering Aramean was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, and there he became a great nation. And the Egyptians treated us harshly. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship, and you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given you, and your house, and the sojourner who is among you." It's written into our faith, recalling what God has done and given thanks, remembering what God has done and giving thanks. To this day, giving thanks sits at the center of our worship life together. In the Eucharist, which literally means thanksgiving. Every week we gather here to remember what God has done and to give thanks. Catholic theologian Dr. Tom Neal writes, Gratitude is the acknowledgement of an undeserved and beneficial gift received from another, and a pledge that that gift will be used well and for good. That's what we pray for today. He continues, "My wife always says that she can die in peace if she knows that, among other things, our children write thank you notes when they receive a gift from someone." It's maybe harder to teach than it looks, but it points to the fact that maybe giving thanks is teachable, learnable, contagious even. That even if I don't feel particularly thankful, I can still go through the motions. I can still live the rhythms. That's part of the reasons we have those in the first place. I can still return to the story. I can still bring something of the first fruits of my labor to God. And through those things, I can still be reminded repeatedly of what God has given me. I'm reminded that the holiday we celebrate this weekend is, in French, action de grâce, an act of thanksgiving, something we do to express thankfulness. And by doing these things, the hope is that we will then become more thankful. In the same way, by coming to this table of thanksgiving every week, we are built up into thanksgiving people. And as the good news of Jesus Christ soaks its way through us, very often it transmutes into gratitude. Thanksgiving is the natural response to learning what God has done and to recognize what God is still doing. So today we remember that all good gifts come from God, and we say thank you.